Hey guys, this is Jenna Erlinson from the Bridge of the Faithful podcast. This is a mini episode about where I get my hope. I learned that I'm not a huge fan of the ocean while in Hawaii 2 years ago. While I've traveled to many places in my life, I hadn't really spent much time at an ocean. My husband decided to surprise me by taking me there for our 10th anniversary. He couldn't wait to watch me experience my first time swimming in the beautiful blue waters. Never swimming in an ocean means I never had experienced waves. Nothing could have prepared me for the sight of a huge swelling wave cresting on the horizon, coming toward me with no way to stop it. And then, when that first rush hit me, I was completely overtaken and overwhelmed. I did not know how to get out from under it until it had dissipated. I realize this is melodramatic, and I was 7 weeks pregnant at the time, so I'm sure that's part of it, but the anxiety was so real. I'm here to say that I survived the waves, and God has shown me a lot from that experience. One of the biggest things I've learned is that no wave goes wasted. I'm a nurse, and at the time of this recording, we are at the cresting stage of this COVID wave, at least in Ohio. I see things looming on the horizon, ready to crash. But as I think about these kinds of swelling situations, God brought me back to thinking of Him. You see, God controls the waves. There are two stories in the Bible that comes to my mind when I think of waves and rough waters. The first is in the Old Testament. God had just proven His power through the 10 plagues and proven His favor by rescuing the Israelites and leading them toward His promised land. And then He led them straight to the Red Sea. Of course, Israel was terrified. They had a huge sea in front of them, blocking forward motion, and they had an Egyptian army behind them chasing to overcome them and bring them back to slavery. They felt trapped and betrayed by God. So how did He respond and answer their crying out? He made some waves. Exodus 14:21 tells us that to make the famous path in the Red Sea, God sent a strong east wind. A scientific study I read did some experiments and found that it would indeed be possible if the winds were about 63 miles per hour. For reference, an average tornado is 40 to 100 miles per hour. So with some turbulence and a strong push from behind, God made some huge waves. Through that, He provided safe passage when there seemed to be no way. He provided rescue in abundantly miraculous ways. Through those same waves, He provided vengeance and annihilation of a past that was pursuing and threatened to overtake to drag them back to slavery. Sometimes the huge, scary waves in our lives are the times when God exhibits His amazing power, provides rescues from our own areas of bondage, destroying its ability to take us over again. Other times, God calms the waves in our lives. Mark chapter 4 describes another tempestuous moment. It was nighttime on a boat with some experienced fishermen. Even better, it was a boat that had Jesus. However, Jesus was tired and took a nap. In the middle of that nap, a storm rose up. It was so intense that those experienced fishermen were so scared they panicked and woke up Jesus asking if He even cared that they were at risk of drowning. I kind of feel like that right now, don't you? We're here riding out this scary, wavy tempest, but like those disciples, we have Jesus on our boat. What did He do when the disciples asked for His help? Verse 39 says, "And He awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was great calm." The next thing He did was ask a question. Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? I'm learning to find that faith, and that is where my hope is established. I belong to a God who either makes waves to rescue me or calms the waves that threaten to destroy me. I am safe in His hands despite the storms that surround me. And with His still, calming, loving voice, He says to my turbulent heart, "Peace be still," and still it becomes. Exodus 14:13-14. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still."